Hello, it's the post-match show after Liverpool have been choosed before 4-1 in the FA Cup third round. And Neil, that'll do in every possible way.
In every possible way. In a way, it was good they went 1-0 down. I know that's a mad thing to say, but it made it suddenly feel like it was alive. And then what you'd also get from that is, for me, you know, you're always looking for things to take away, especially where young players are concerned. And if Gordon scores the goal he scores to make it 4-1, then we all go, yeah, he's got a lot about him, etc, etc. We're under pressure at that point, and he's the calmest man in the stadium, takes his touch, slots it. And for me, that's the most promising thing. I thought the temperament of all of them all the way through the game. But in that moment, especially, Gordon makes you think, yeah, that's a footballer we've got on our hands there. And then from there, they waltz right the way through the game. It becomes perfectly enjoyable. They score when they should, and we get to come away from it thinking, yeah, we're in the fourth round of the FA Cup, semi-final of the League Cup. That's how all this works, and it feels like a season that's got loads still going for it.
Yeah, still in all four trophies, Steve, and you know, going through in it one, which could have been tricky. It looked like it was going to be tricky, but they sort it out. The lads on the pitch sort it. Obviously, the guys on the bench come on and help out anyway, but you know, everyone involved today, you know, deserves a bit of credit and deserves to have the head up.
Yes, nice that you touched on it. It's not that Liverpool just bring on the cavalry and changes everything. That's part of the story, but a big part of it as well is lads solving the problems on the pitch themselves. I think Dixon Bonner grows into the game,
yeah,
and has a really good ten just
it's
to half time.
From him, innit? I feel
yeah, really,
him,
really
man.
Is. Yeah,
he was so good, and that didn't go in as well. Like, he was on a personal level distraught. That wasn't his first Liverpool goal. In his head, as he strikes it, he's got his top off. He's doing a lap of honour around the ground.
But you know, it is necessarily a little bit disjointed, you know, because there's never a situation in which they all have played together before or will again, you know, in that combination of players. But
they
work it out between them. Yeah, absolutely, they want to train. They work it out between them from Fabinho to Frauendorf, and from there it's so impressive. I think it speaks a lot about what the football club's got going for it from top to bottom, really. You know, we spend a lot of time, and some people spend a lot more time talking about things that are wrong. Well, some of the things that are right is all of that you've seen today.
I loved how much Frauendorf got stuck in, by the way.
Oh, brilliant.
He was like, oh, well, I haven't had much of a kick yet, so I'm just going to tackle.
Genuinely, before he got an actual touch of the ball, I think he made like three big tackles.